Hey, welcome in here to wrap up KER. This is a political issue. It's called homelessness. I have a gentleman who is the co-author of a book. Man's name is Wayne Weingarten. He lives in Southern California. We were talking off mic a little bit at the problem there as compared to the problem, let's say, in Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, and now Bellingham, Washington. It's a very interesting situation. The problems are all pretty similar. Wayne, I don't want to do too much talking, but I want to say one thing. We live in an area about 2 hours north of Seattle where the homelessness is amazingly bad. I was working out down at our athletic club one day, and I just happened to be sitting in the sauna with the chief prosecutor, city mayor, actually, of Seattle, Washington. And this was about a year ago, and I mentioned to him, I said, you've got one hell of a homeless problem down there. And I said, I'd like to, if you don't mind, could you just tell me in summary what you guys can do about it? And the fellow who is the in charge of the legal department for Seattle, Washington, was at the time, looked at me and he said, it is not solvable, period, in Seattle. That really made me stop and think. Mr. Weingarten, would you agree with that? It has morphed into a problem that really isn't solvable anymore.
Well, there's an aspect that's not solvable in the sense that current legal rulings in the Ninth Circuit, which covers Oregon, Washington, California, is making it very difficult to solve it, because that ruling is creating a right to live on the street. And with that right to live on the street, it makes it very difficult to solve the problem. And then when you throw in the issues, which applies in Seattle just as much as it does in California, issues of housing affordability and housing shortages, when you put in the approach to drugs, where there's an openness for the drug use on the streets, all of these things compound and make it very difficult. So that is a tremendous problem. And this is one of the topics we cover in the book, and one of the more important issues is we need to get a better balance in that legal environment in order to solve the problem. This growing right to live on the street, where that comes from is a case from Boise, Idaho, where the ruling was, if I am homeless, right, then I'll have no place to sleep. But sleep is an essential function of being human. It's something we all need to do. So if I have no home and you cannot guarantee that there's a safe bed for me to go to, then in fact you can't deny me a basic human function, basic human right of sleeping. And from that is developing this de facto right to live on the street. And so that I think is part of the problem, and obviously I don't know for sure, but I think that might be part of what he's referring to. Policies are bad all over, but policies can be changed. But when you have this growing right it's constitutional, that makes things incredibly difficult to solve. But I am an optimist, and I think we can get there. I think we can do better on programs and how we serve the poor. I think we can address the affordability issues. And so I think through those things, we can start to make a difference. And then we need to start getting that legal clarity so that we can enforce vagrancy rights, because, and this was part of our approach, the idea that allowing people to sleep on the streets is not the humane way to deal with the problem. It's ignoring it, but it's not helping the people. It's creating problems for the community, and it's creating very large economic losses for the business community. So it's an all-around lose-lose situation. What we wanted to do was evaluate the causes of it and then come up with some suggested reforms that can help get us over that problem.
Mr. Weingarten, at this point, do you have any suggestions to solve this? I have to tell you, I am a real bleeding heart in the sense that I am a conservative, but I feel terribly sorry for people who are thrown in the position where they are homeless. I really don't know what to do about it. I know that here in Bellingham, Washington, the homeless problem has gotten so badly that it has now moved actually into what I would call the some of the exclusive areas. And you're very right. The courts can do nothing about that other than watch real estate values go down to nothing. There has to be a solution to a problem like this, at least in my opinion. Just off the cuff, do you have any thoughts about it, Wayne?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that we suggest just programmatically is relying on more of these very innovative nonprofits as opposed to the government to outsourcing a lot of the service to these nonprofits. There's a lot of very innovative programs. One that we highlight in the book, it's an organization called Shelters to Shutters. And they're focusing more on the situational homeless rather than those who suffer with mental illness or substance abuse. But if you're situationally homeless, particularly along the West Coast, housing affordability is so unaffordable that a lot of people, or too many people, I should say, are one adverse life event away, or unemployment, whatever the case, from cycling down into homelessness. And so for those people, what Shelters and Shutters would do is it would say, okay, we need to treat this holistically. It's not about getting somebody necessarily just into a home. It's helping them have the skills necessary in a job so that they can be sustainable and actually kind of get things going again and begin to kind of live, build wealth, you know, and rejoin kind of that community. So programs like Shelters to Shutters that actually looks at things holistically is a much more effective way of actually addressing the problem. Another solution, which actually works within this growing right to live on the street, because remember, a lot of that depends upon whether or not there's a bed available. And so using law enforcement as a resource so that you can actually connect, they can, you know, they interact with the homeless community often. They can connect those individuals to shelters that are available, so that if we have more innovation in terms of the types of shelters and expanding that resource, you can get people off of the street even within this very strict interpretation, because the law enforcement would actually be aware that there are beds available. So, you know, better leveraging law enforcement. And there's programs, the HOST program, that have been out there that have done that very well. You also have to get at some of the root causes of the problem. So looking at affordability, we need to change our zoning regulations. We need to change our environmental regulations to bring down the cost of housing. In California, when you're talking about it takes 50, 60, 70% of your gross income for the average person to afford the average home in California, it's, you know, these are just ridiculous levels. Traditionally, you talk about 30% of your income should be going towards housing. So when you're at these levels, it's just not sustainable. And so you're going to constantly be pushing people to the edge. That has to be addressed. So we have to change our zoning regulations so that we can get the supply of housing up. You know, part of the problem is just it's basic econ 101,
yeah,
where you have a shortage of homes and an excess of demand. That really isn't rocket science. It's just you need more homes. And then we need to get innovative with how we help people who are suffering with mental illness.
Wayne, I need to stop you for a second.
Please.
We're on a clock, unfortunately. I've got very little time left here, but I'm going to tell you what I want to do. I am very, very knowledgeable, I have to say, not to the extent that you are, but certainly to the extent of the average person. I'm pretty knowledgeable on this subject. What I'm going to do is I am going to give all kinds as much visibility as I can on your book. When I say as much visibility, I mean as much visibility as I can, other than just a conversation. And what I would like very much to do is I would like to have you back on the program, if you wouldn't mind, have it next week. I'd like to continue this discussion. We're kind of out of time right now, but all the visibility that I can, sir, I will give to your book. This is one of the largest problems, in my opinion, that we have in the U.S.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.